trade deals are being worked out. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
President Trump is in Asia this week to meet with key leaders of the region. The trip is already producing results.
That's Senator Chuck Grassley, and he says that trade deals have already been announced.
The administration announced trade deals, for example, with Malaysia and Cambodia, and they actually signed frameworks with Thailand and Vietnam. Vietnam was announced about 2 or 3 months ago. This is welcome news for American farmers who need new markets.
Specifically, the Malaysia trade deal will have enormous economic potential for America's 60,000-plus pork producers. More than 25% of U.S. pork production is exported, so producers count on exports to help keep their farms afloat. The deal with Malaysia will open access to all U.S. facilities included in the Food Safety and Inspection Service Meat, Poultry, and Egg Product Inspection Directory, and they will not impose additional product or facility registration requirements and will ensure acceptance of the standard FSIS export certificate. And in a separate deal, Cambodia also agreed to the same terms for the pork industry. U.S. pork exports to Malaysia hit record levels of over $24.5 million in 2024, which is a significant amount given that only 8 U.S. plants are currently eligible for exports. Having access to export markets within the pork industry accounts for more than $66 in value from each hog marketed. But with that being said, Grassley says that when it comes to these trade deals,
more needs to be done, especially for soybean farmers.
Grassley also told us that yesterday at 9:15 a.m.,
I'm going to chair the Judiciary Committee. We're going to have a hearing examining the problems that's top of mind for a lot of family farmers. High input costs, competition issues. We'll look at what's driving these trends and identify ways to increase transparency and particularly increase competition for our producers. Earlier this year, I introduced the Fertilizer Research Act to shine a light on the market factors driving up the high cost of fertilizer. The bill requires the Department of Agriculture to conduct a study on competition and trends in the fertilizer market and their subsequent impact on price.
And at this meeting, there will be 3 Iowa farmers in the room.
Noel Compass, Stanwood, Iowa, John Latham, Alexander, Iowa, and of course, Chuck Grassley from New Hartford, but I'm not testifying, I'm chairing the committee. I look forward to discussing what can be done to help farmers so they can continue to feed and fuel the world.
And as we reach November 1st,
food stamp program will be shut down because of the government shutdown, and I bring this up because Democrats are blaming Republicans for the government shutdown. Today, we'll have the 13th vote on opening the government up. 13 times I and every other Republican have voted to open up government. And 13 times, assuming they do it again today for the 13th time, all but one or two, or at most 3 Democrats voting to keep the government shut down. So how can they blame Republicans from the food stamp program when food stamps are a bipartisan program supported by both parties overwhelmingly? And all you need to do to keep feeding 42 million people is have the government up and running and have the people that administer the food stamp program in the office instead of at home where they're temporarily laid off. That's 131,000 families in Iowa, and that adds up to about 450,000 Iowans that rely on food stamps.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.